بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Praise be to Allah, the Cherisher and the Sustainer of the Universe, and prayers and blessings of Allah be upon His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, His companions, their followers, and all those who follow in their footsteps until the Day of Judgment. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Peace be upon you all. And may I start off by extending my deepest gratitude and thanks and warmest regards to my brothers and sisters from FAMSI and all those who contributed towards holding this event. And I'd also like to thank the two wonderful gentlemen who preceded me in speaking, Sheikh Shadi Sulaiman and Dr. Zakaria Matthews. It's always very, very difficult speaking after two such prominent speakers because I can easily claim that they spoke of most of what I wanted to say. And that gives me the excuse of not possibly speaking for much. But I will seek your permission for over the next few minutes to address a particular issue which I think is of incredible importance, especially at times like these. I would hate to assume the identity of a news reporter and start to list the events of the past couple of weeks, possibly even more, let alone the past 3 or 4 years since 9/11 of 2001, and what kind of roller coaster ride, to say the very least, that the Muslim community in the West generally, and I would regard Australia as being in the West, and do forgive my lack of direction. But I think that over the past 3 or 4 years, the kind of pressures, the kind of challenges that have been proposed before the Muslim community have been absolutely immense. And one of the matters that often gets me a little bit disappointed is the fact that we as a community, we are excellent in criticizing ourselves. In fact, we're masters at criticizing ourselves. I rode a taxi in Sydney, and the taxi driver, no less, also gave me a lecture of how Muslims are doing so badly, and that they need to unite and come together. Beautiful words, but the sense of negativity is prevalent, unfortunately, in our assessments generally, either on a collective level or individually, in regards with the Muslim community that's within which we live and to whom we belong. And I think that that's something that we need to assess. And I think it's a corner that we need to turn. Because I will propose to you this, and allow me, and I hope that my Sheikh Shadi, will also allow me to address you all as teenagers and youth. Despite the fact that I know that some may regard themselves as on the wrong side of 40, but still, I will consider you all as youngsters, and I think that it's what's in here and the kind of spirit that you carry that matters ultimately. I would suggest to you this, that the Muslim communities throughout the West, particularly throughout the West, despite all the pressures that have been piling on a daily basis for the past 4 years, and which seem like they will be continuing due to events, I will propose that the fact that the community still resonates quite a lot of fortitude and resolve, strength, a lot of enthusiasm, is a testimony to its success, is a testimony to its strength. It's a testimony to how profound its ethics and morals and beliefs are. I was asked by someone a couple of days ago, and do forgive me due to the enormity of the people that I've met and the interviews that I've conducted, I do not remember to whom. So if you've heard this from me before, do forgive me. But the fact that despite all the events that were outlined by Dr. Zakaria particularly, within the community and from without, from around society through legislation and laws and policies, through wars and occupations and the brutalization of Muslim countries and nations, and the kind of injustice that is being carried out under the guise of and in the name of security and democracy and freedom and the such, the fact that till now, And as we stand, only a fringe minority, and not even that, have been driven to extremism, and that the vast majority, and when I say majority, I don't mean 70% or 75%. I know and you know, it's way, way beyond 99.9% of Muslims around the world, and particularly in the West, that they have been strong, determined to hold their ground, to stand clear, to speak clearly, to be proud, to hold their teachings and their religions high. That in itself is a testimony to the fact that Islam, in its pure teachings and its sublime message, is actually a message of humanity. A message that brings people together, does not segregate people, separate them, break them apart. It's an essence and a column of unity, not of separation. So my very first message to everyone here, to the youngsters, all attending this function tonight and beyond, that be proud. Be extremely proud that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with this particular message, with this particular line and faith, and be proud and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you hold strong unto its realms, teachings, and essence. Because that is what will see us through. Not just us, not just Muslims, not just people from Arab descent or Asian descent or Indonesian descent. Everyone. All people. We know for a fact, and as Sheikh Shadi has outlined, we know for a fact that the kind of teachings and message that Islam carries is one of humanity, is one of mercy, is one that emphasizes on the beautiful ethics and morals of humanity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no less, emphasized this fact to his companions, telling them, خِيَارُكُمْ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ خِيَارُكُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ إِذَا فَقِهُ. Those of you who carry beautiful ethics and mannerisms, even as idolatrous Arabs, will be the best amongst you if they were to embrace Islam. Because those beautiful ethics and mannerisms, whether it be chivalry, courage, nobility, generosity and the such, these are not exclusive to Islam or to Muslims. How many people do we know out there who are courageous and noble, but happen not to be Muslims? How many people out there are generous in spirit and in kind, but happen not to be Muslims? And how many Muslims do we know that are a little bit mean and selfish and even wrongdoing? These ethics and mannerisms are not exclusive to Islam or to Muslims. They are humane ethics. They are humane morals. And they are shared amongst all people. And what Islam came to emphasize is the humanity of its message. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have sent you not but as a mercy for all mankind. And we understand that message. We understand that message. And we portray it and resonate it and deliver it. Because we realize that it is one essential form of salvation for all mankind. And we, and you here, as Australian Muslims, and I speak as a British Muslim, we belong to our societies and to our communities. And there is not one single one of us that wishes ill for his own children that'll grow up in these societies. How could it be? Would one wish for their children to grow up in a society riddled with fear, with terror, with bloodshed, with killing, with bombings, with blasts and the such? Is that possible? It's totally impossible. Is it possible that we wish for our children to grow up in a society full of drugs, of crime, lacking of a standard of education worth speaking of, or a healthcare worth going to and enjoying? It's impossible. So ultimately, the Muslim community is part and parcel of society that wishes well for its future, wants the best for itself, its people, the future generations and the such. And there can be no question that this is not in order to please anyone or to speak a kind of language that resonates with this party or that, that pleases the media or government or my neighbors. This is a message that's essential to Islam, that resonates from Islam, that comes from Islam. And therefore, my message generally today is that we need to aim high. I think we have a very strong base. We have a very strong base in the faith that we carry, in the ethics and morals that we believe in, and the kind of message that we're trying to deliver to others. But one thing that keeps us down is the fact that we often are overwhelmed by the negativity that is out there. Let that not bring you down, brothers and sisters. Let that not depress you, leave you in a state of despondency, because you're way, way better than that. Despite the pressure being piled by the kind of discourse that's going around, demanding of you to explain yourself, justify yourself, apologize even. Despite that, we stand clear and say we have nothing to apologize for. We are Australian Muslims and we are proud of that. We are the best of the best. And we can and we will play our part in bringing about the best for the future of this country and its people. That is our role. These are our teachings. And we need to aim high. Because if we try to weather the storm, you know, just bow down a little till, you know, the weather just settles a little. Hope for the best. Hope that things will quieten down while we keep a low profile. Believe you me. Believe me. Some will take that as a sign of admission that you have something to apologize for. So stand tall and speak loudly and hold your heads high and be proud of what you have and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reach out to others. Engage others, include others. Because if you do, it will be absolutely clear that what you have, you are proud of. Not just selfishly proud of, but selflessly proud of. You want others to enjoy what you have. You want others to feel the same sense of serenity, tranquility that you do. Ultimately speaking, and despite all that's going on, it is a must that we tell our children that their ambitions and their aspirations and their dreams must exceed the murkiness and the darkness of the reality today. These are just passing waters, inshallah. Nothing more. Nothing more. Because essentially, bi-idhnillah, essentially, the good will prevail. And clarity will prevail. And the message that we carry and we believe in, and which, by the way, others who happen to be non-Muslims also believe in, the same ethics and morals, the same vision, the same aspirations and aims and objectives, that will, inshallah, prevail. But we need to be there. And our youngsters, the next generation, need to enjoy that. We need to tell them that they needn't be despondent. They needn't listen to those who tell them there is no way out. You have to follow this particular path to self-destruct and hopefully take a few others with you. That is a message of inhumanity. That is a message which is contrary to Islam. At the darkest hours of the times of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, he used to promise them the best. Things were at the time were totally unbelievable. But they all came true. And we need to do the same. We need to use that. And we need to inspire our youth so that they aspire to what is best. We need to constantly tell them that they are the best, the strongest, the most resolute, who carry the most fortitude and profoundness and clarity and purity. We tell them that, and we tell them to be good. And we tell them to emanate and to resonate and to echo goodness. When they do that, everyone will benefit. Ourselves, firstly, but all those around us as a direct result. The media is a Zionist conspiracy. No one can speak in the media. We can't, you know, affect or influence the media. We can't do this, we can't do that for far too long. But there came a time when a group of youngsters, men and women, refused to bow to that kind of rhetoric and discourse and to say, no, we'll try it out. We'll see what happens. And today, their voice is, at worst, equal to the voice of others. And today, not only do they speak, but they have convinced dozens of others also to speak the same language that they do. And today, the best articles, the best news reports, the best documentaries that appear throughout British media are carried out by non-Muslims. That is when we can say we are truly part of the society within which we live. We have truly become a positive influence, an element and a force of good within our societies. We remain on the periphery. Our discourse, our teachings, our message will remain on the periphery. We must be at the heart of what's going on. We must be at the heart of life. We must be at the center of what's going on. We cannot afford anymore to have policies, laws, and legislations passed, ratified, instigated, and sent away to be implemented by various authorities with us just watching, shaking our heads in disbelief, tut-tutting, and doing nothing about it. We can't afford to do that anymore. We can't afford to continue to watch TV, see ill message after ill message be propagated with us merely shaking our heads and saying, Astaghfirullah. We have to aspire for the time when there is someone on the other side of the screen affecting and influencing the message that is being sent out to everyone. After that, and when we try that, and when we go the course, then we'll start possibly negotiating the theory of a conspiracy. Personally, I don't think there is one. The conspiracy is within us, within our hearts, within our minds. We refuse to act, we refuse to be there, and then we demand of the others to speak on our behalf. It is a totally fantastical situation, and we have to rectify it. My dear brothers and sisters, as for the next few minutes my tour of Australia comes to an end, I hope that I have left with you a very simple message, and a message that hopefully everyone here will carry forth to everyone they know and everyone they come in contact with. That despite everything and with the possibility, la samah Allah, God forbid, that anything may happen here in Australia. Anything may happen. The other day, someone asked me on radio, the Prime Minister said that a terrorist attack is likely here in Australia. What do you think? My response was, with due respect to everyone, but really it doesn't take someone of incredible intelligence to say something like that. We live in a world today where terrorist and extremist attacks are very likely anywhere, at any time in our world. As a result of what's been going on the international scene, predominantly and not exclusively, we live in a world that is extremely more dangerous than the one we had on 9/11/2001. Far less safer, far less forgiving, extremely insecure world, and it seems that we are going down a line that will bring about more conflicts, more horror, more pain, more misery. But we have to remain positive. And we have to stand by our fundamentals and our principles, my dear brothers and sisters. Let no one, either from within the Muslim community or from without, from throughout society, tell you that you carry a message that preaches hate. It does not. Let no one suggest that you carry a belief that propagates killing. It does not. Let no one tell you that you carry a religion that promotes segregation and division between people. It certainly does not. Hold your head high. Be proud. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And aspire to be the best. And to act as the best. and to influence others, to reach out to others, to speak to others, everyone. It's about time that we stop talking from within ourselves. And it's time that we spoke without. We met with others and we told them that we're Australian and that we aspire for what you want and we wish for what you wish for. And we want our children to grow up in the same society and conditions that you wish for your own children. I thank everyone here for listening attentively and I apologize for taking you away from your food. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this event and all those that helped to organize it. Jazakum Allah khair, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.